Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today, I've got some more entitled parent stories for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get straight into them. I heaved it into the already overflowing bin. I didn't feel a shred of remorse. So this woman panic bought and threw most of it away without a shred of regret. She outright doesn't care if anyone vulnerable missed out. I and a lot of my friends and family are vulnerable. Some of us are on benefits and cannot bulk buy due to our very fixed and small income. Selfish people like this are why shops had to mandate limits on what we could buy. Don't be this woman. All right, so what we're about to look through is a news article about this crazy woman. Trust me, you'll see how it's insane. I've taken all the words off of the white screen and copied and pasted them with a black background so your eyes don't hurt too much during this. I hope that's okay. Here's the headline. Binge buy. I stockpiled dozens of eggs, fruits, and sauces, but had to bin it all. I don't care, I'm doing the vulnerable out of food. Oh my, just look at these photos, first of all. Why? Why? It's just so selfish. Does this woman not think of other people? Anyway, let's get into the article. When the coronavirus crisis first started to rear its ugly head, single mum of two, Emmy, 47 years old, bulk bought everything she could think of. Despite only having 3 mouths to feed, the factory worker from Bournemouth, Dorset, spent a whopping £250 on one shop and grabbed as much fresh fruit, veg, eggs, and meat off the shelves as she could. Now, unsurprisingly, she's having to throw most of it out after it's gone moldy, sitting untouched in her cupboard, but it's not stopped her buying more. I mean, look, here you can see her with some of the food that she says she's been forced to bin. Why have you bought so much food if you're going to have to chuck it away? Anyway, here is what she had to say about it. Punnets of rotten strawberries, moldy bread, unwanted packets of Jaffa cakes, out-of-date peas and carrots. The bin bag was groaning under the weight of unused food I'd stockpiled when the coronavirus crisis hit. Oh yes, and there she is with all the food that she's bought. Ugh, what an idiot. But as I heaved it into the already overflowing bin, I didn't feel a shred of remorse. A single mum, I'd do anything to protect and provide for my children, Henry and Katie, especially now. I've never been a hoarder in the past, but when the panic buying started, I just did what everyone else was doing. What, buying way too much food that you're never going to eat and have to chuck away? Yeah, sure. In the first week, I packed my fridge and cupboards full with £250 worth of groceries, including lots of fruit, veg, biscuits, eggs, tinned food, pasta, and 50 toilet rolls. Like the rest of the country, I was terrified of what was to come. And here you can see her putting it away. I don't really understand why she's taking photos of herself doing this. Is this for some sort of clout or social media? Yeah, it's not really working for me, just making you look stupid, but I don't know. The government was telling us not to panic buy and only buy the essentials, but what if I got sick and couldn't go to the shop? Would food delivery stop and the supermarkets run out of food to sell? I don't know, maybe get someone else to do it for you? Then again, looking at this stupid photo, I'd be surprised if this person has any friends. All of a sudden, it was like we were plunged into a disaster movie. With only a small freezer, however, I wasn't able to store the vast majority of the fresh produce. So it went off and had to be binned within the week. Wow, what a shock. Look, here she is throwing out bags of food. Why are you smiling? I just don't understand the logic of taking these photos. I know they add to the article, but I assume these were taken before this article was made and this whole thing became a news story. Why are you taking these photos in the first place, you absolute idiot? The kids, who normally eat things like spaghetti bolognese or sausages and chips for tea, simply refuse to touch a lot of the other things, like cans of chickpeas, pickled onions, and teriyaki sauce, which I wouldn't normally buy, but I thought I'd just stock up on non-perishables. Oh my god, you absolute idiot. Needing to make room for things they did like, I tried to donate them to a local homeless charity in Women's Refuge. But whenever I rang, they never answered the phone. Yet somehow I don't believe that. Why would a homeless charity not answer the phone. When I offered them to friends, they were too scared to accept them in case they contracted the virus, even though we have no symptoms. So as a last resort, I put them in a box on the street with a sign to say they were free. But my neighbors didn't want them either. Okay, this is a little bit better. I'll give her that. Judging by their similarly overflowing bins, they're in exactly the same situation. Oh my god, as me. No, I take it all back. You live in a neighborhood full of idiots. Yeah, I'm quickly gonna have to scroll up to the top of this article to check where this lady is from. I never want to go there in my life. Let's just see, where is it? Bournemouth, Dorset, everyone. Remind me to never go to Bournemouth, because there are people like this that live there. Let's just steer clear. Anyway, carrying on with the article. As well as dumping those cans, I've also had to chuck away dozens of toilet rolls which got wet by accident from the shower. Oh, of course they did. Along with Jaffa cakes and bourbon creams, because I was worried I saw a mouse bite on one and panicked that all the extra food lying around was attracting rodents, plus a dozen eggs that got cracked when the dog tried to eat them while my back was turned. This is so stupid. What am I actually reading here? How stupid can one lady be? But having to chuck £60 worth of food hasn't stopped me stockpiling even more during each weekly shop. You absolute idiot. Even though the factory where I worked in admin closed 2 weeks ago, and we've been living off my savings while waiting for my universal credit to come through, I've been using my savings for supplies. Money is tighter than ever, but I refuse to scrimp on food now. Here's another great photo of all the food that's gone to waste that she's had to throw out. What a wise monetary decision to spend all your money on food you're never gonna eat. I still want the kids to have treats like biscuits and Easter eggs. Now more than ever, I want to spoil them. Their lives have been turned upside down. They can't play football or netball or go to the cinema like they used to. They're anxious and confused. And food is one of the only pleasures we have left. So entitled, so entitled. It gives a structure to our day, it's something to look forward to, and I don't want to frighten them into thinking food is running out and we're all going to starve. Okay, fine, but that doesn't mean that you have to buy excess. You can still just have your normal meals and tell your kids, look, don't worry guys, we have a lot of food, just not enough to fill all our freezers, all our cupboards, and have to throw the rest out. In the last week, many supermarkets have also stopped allowing children in, so I need to make sure I get enough in that one shop, because I don't want to leave them home alone more than is absolutely necessary. On average, I'm now spending around £100 a week and throwing out around £10 worth. It's still way too much. I understand the criticism about food not being left for vulnerable people and key workers, but I don't feel bad. It's the supermarket's responsibility to order more and make sure they have enough stock in. Oh my god. Besides, I truly believe everyone is stockpiling and having to dump more food than usual right now. Just not everyone will admit it. Fair enough, that may be a little bit true. Clearly your neighbours are just as stupid as you, but come on. The fact that Boris Johnson is currently in intensive care just reinforces my decision to keep doing it. That makes absolutely no sense. Even he isn't immune from COVID-19. It could strike any of us down at any time. If I had to self-isolate for 14 days and there was no one who could drop food round for us, at least Katie and Henry would have enough in to keep going. None of us knows what's around the corner, for the country or ourselves. And I'm not willing to take that gamble when it means my children could end up going hungry. Alright guys, I know I've abused this woman quite a lot throughout reading this, but come on, this has got to be one of the most stupid people I've ever read an article about. There's things called delivery. They're not going anywhere. More people, more jobs are going towards delivery than ever have done before. Just go online, order something, it's going to come to your door. It may take a little bit longer, but I'm sure you'll have enough food to last you a few days. I love how she said as well, I'm still wasting £10 a week on excess food, as if that was an improvement. You shouldn't be wasting money on food ever. I don't get how you even do that. You know what I kind of want to do actually for a special one-off video? Go to this person's house, go to this street, and just see how many black bin bags full of food are just lining the streets outside people's houses. It's just full of excess waste that these stupid people haven't eaten. People like this just need to be called out. I just don't understand why this woman seems to be reveling in the fact that she has an article written about her. It's not a good thing. Stop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
taking photos of yourself smiling, you cow. Right, I think I've calmed down after that one. Let's move on to the second story. Entitled Mum Yells at Me for Drinking on My Own Porch. I get that quarantine has everyone on edge, but holy heck. This happened yesterday. It was really nice out, so I thought I'd take a break from writing all my papers to sit out on my porch with a nice glass of wine. Sounds lovely. Since I live on the first floor of the complex, I have a small green patch where I have a bird feeder set up and some flowers. Past that is the public sidewalk, and there are no fences, so it's all pretty open. I take a chair out the sliding glass door onto the patio or porch, I forget the difference. I leave the screen door closed so my cats can get a bit of the outdoor air, and plop down and pour myself a glass of Cabernet. At that point in the day, the sunlight was right on my porch, so my cats were laying in the sunbeam right behind me. As I'm just watching the day go by, seeing the occasional dog on a walk or people just taking a stroll, a little kid, about 5 or so, comes up into my view, trying to jump from sidewalk square to square. I hear the mum, somewhere out of my line of sight, say, "Don't go too far ahead." So he stops where he is and looks around. He sees me and my cats in behind the screen. "Look, mum," he says, "those kitties are the same colour as S'more." I guess his cat is also a Calico, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. By this point, the mum catches up and glances in my direction to see what he's pointing at. "Oh yeah," she says. Then she looks over to me and her tone changes quickly. "What the heck are you doing?" "Me?" I said, a bit thrown back. "Yes, you. What do you think you're doing? You can't drink here. These are student dorms." Now, these are actually just apartments unaffiliated with the university, but since they're across from campus, pretty much only students live here. So many people, like this woman, think it's another dorm. I'm over 21. "No, you're not. These are student dorms." I guess she forgot that students can also be over 21. Yeah, of course. I'm pretty sure I'm over 21. Yeah, like last time I checked, I was over 21, woman. "Don't you talk back to me. Get rid of that drink right now. You can't drink in public." I guess she decided to switch gears on how to get me to get rid of my drink. She starts walking towards me. Her kid comes too, I guess wanting a closer look at the cats. "Lady, I'm on my porch. I can drink wine if I want." She clearly didn't like me talking back and she got angry. "I said get rid of that drink." She continues to approach, yelling at me like I'm her kid and I won't put my toys away. By that point, the kid was on my porch, looking at my cats through the porch screen. No, I take a sip. "Get rid of it or I'm taking it." By this point, she's right in front of me, face red, hands on her hips, looming over me like that's gonna work on a 26-year-old. "No, now get off my porch," I said, standing up with my voice raised. By then, the cats had run off and the boy was bummed. We continue to stare down each other. I'm on my porch, I'm not hurting anyone, and I'm 26. I'll drink on my porch if I want. I take another swig in front of her. The entitled mum then smacks the wine out of my hand and it nearly hits her kid as it shatters on the floor. "What the F, lady? I told you to get rid of that drink," she yells, not at all worried that her kid could have got hit. "F you." I shoved her and tried to pick up the big pieces so her kid didn't get cut. He was wearing sandals. Her kid runs off back to the sidewalk. "How dare you push me? How dare you destroy my property? Get the F off my porch." Or I started waving around the broken glass pieces and she took that as a threat. Oh wow. "Are you threatening me?" I actually wasn't. I just get expressive with my hands when I'm mad and I happen to have the broken glass in them. But by this point, I'm fed up with this female dog. "Yes, now get the F off my property." By this point, we had attracted a couple of onlookers, which the entitled mum finally noticed. She looked around and saw a couple on the sidewalk gawking at her as well as my neighbor sitting on his porch nearby. She looks around. Her face, which was red with anger, was now red with embarrassment. She huffs and puffs and spins around grabbing her kid's hand and speed walks away from all of us as fast as she can. My neighbor asked if I was okay. I said I was fine, just annoyed. I swept up the broken glass, went back inside, poured another glass, and watched some JoJo to get my mind off things. What a weird female dog. Yeah, let's be honest, this woman had absolutely nothing to do with this situation, and OP, you were doing nothing wrong. I don't know why she got involved. As far as I'm aware, I know in my country the government is saying stay at home, but going out on your porch, that's fine, isn't it? That's still at your home, just in your land. Also, you're not interacting with anyone, you're not near anyone else, just your cats, who are obviously you're fine to be near your cats, and you're just having a good time relaxing. Leave OP alone. I think if I was in that situation, my malicious compliance side might have gotten the better of me, and I might have gotten rid of that drink all over the entitled parent's face, But that's probably a bit too far. OP, you handled this way better than I would have done in that situation. Anyway, guys, that is going to be the end of this episode. I still can't get over that first article, man. Like, what is that woman doing buying too much food? Leave your comments below, guys, on that particular story. I want to hear what you think. If you want more content right away, I've got the playlist on screen of all my Entitled Parents videos. Also, make sure to subscribe. That's also on screen right now if you haven't done already. We're closing in on 400,000 subscribers. Also, turn on notifications so you get notified when I post a new video. And yeah, you'll get notified tomorrow when I give you a new one. So I'll see you then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.